Now, if you have your Bible, turn to the 8th chapter of Hosea. I suppose there's no prophecy that is more applicable to our day than the prophecy of Hosea. And if that is true, and I think I said that in Jeremiah, both of these prophets prophesied right at the time of the downfall of the nation. That actually ought to alarm us as a nation today, but I don't have really the faith that it will, because I think probably we have stepped over the line as this nation had. Now, in chapter 8, this is the subject we've given it. Israel turns to golden calves and altars of sin. And now they have turned from God, and they look to their king and their wealth to deliver them. Will you listen to this? Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come like an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law. Israel shall cry unto me, my God, we know thee. Israel hath cast off the thing that is good, and the enemy shall pursue him. They have set up kings, but not by me. They've made princes, and I knew it not. Of their silver and their gold they've made idols for themselves, that they may be cut off. Now, God is explaining to them why he is going to send them into captivity. Now, before, he has spelled out the sins. They have broken his commandments. Now, that has led them to break God's covenant that he's made with these people. You see, God had made a covenant with Abraham that's applicable to them, and God made a covenant with Moses that's applicable to them, and especially as it pertained to that land and how he would bless them in that land. Then if they didn't serve him, he'd put them out of that land. And then God made a covenant with David. Now, they have broken these covenants. But God will never break these covenants. The covenant of Abraham that God made with him is unconditional. One he made with David is unconditional. And they can transgress it. And when they do, they will be judged. They will be put out of the land. But that will never destroy the fact that God says, and I'm giving you that land for an eternal possession. Just means that generation's going to be put out, but another generation will be brought back to enter the land. That was true when they came out of Egypt. They would not enter because of unbelief. And when they didn't, God says, then you won't enter, but your children will. Now, we have practically that in these covenants. Now, he says something else here, that they've set up kings, but not by me. Now, as we explained last time, God had said that the line of David was to rule over them. Jeroboam led a rebellion, and the line of kings that were set up were never men who turned to the living God. They never attempted in any way to bring the people into the worship of God. They all went into idolatry. Jeroboam, from the very beginning, put up these two golden calves, one in Samaria, one in Bethel, and he did it to keep the people from returning back to Jerusalem to worship in the temple. But this is God's judgment of them, that they have set up kings over them that God does not approve of.